You ate all my cereal again! Mom bought this for me! See, it says, for kids! Hmm. You're supposed to eat that gross, grown-up food for breakfast. And you messed up the puzzles on the back again! I'm telling Mom!
Hmm. Just recently, a dwarven spirit appeared in my shop. I don't know why it's here or what it wants, but it scares off all my customers. This guard won't do a thing about it. He thinks it would be bad luck to disturb the spirit. If you can get rid of that thing, I'd be very grateful.
Hello there. How are you? We here at the Squid Research Lab are doing wonderful, as it's our job to present research on the ecological curiosities of this fascinating squid creature. Like more common squids, they can alter their appearance at will, including skin tone and eye color. For some reason, though, their hair-like tentacles seem to change color automatically in combat situations. Science tells us that the squid's natural nemesis is the octopus, or in this case...
Look inside yourself. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life. Remember who you are. Remember.
So, like, the first day came, I cooked her a batch of cookies in, like, her favorite style. I worked at the coffee shop, and I remember her coming through and ordering peanut butter cookies from us. So I made her a batch of the best freaking peanut butter cookies ever. Little did I know she was allergic to peanuts. Like, come on. I did not purposely try to kill Miss Brown.
It is beautiful. But I don't understand something. You've been alive all this time. Why didn't you come back to Pride Rock? We really needed you at home.
Yes, we do. You're the king. He let the hyenas take over the Pride Lands.
I didn't know how to tell you. Everything's destroyed. There's no food, no water. If you don't do something soon, everyone will starve.
Why? What wouldn't I understand?